All right, moving right along, what did you get to drive, Richard?
So recently, Dad got to drive an all-new 2023 Honda CR-V. This is their hybrid model, which is actually now standard on some of their upper trims, Dad. This vehicle is less than $40,000 by about $155, so it is still less than that. All-wheel drive, which is fantastic. And they've, again, Dad, they've redesigned it for 2023. So, folks, I know you, most of you know what a CR-V is, or at least you think of what it's, you know, what it looks like. I will say this, Dad. I had several comments from folks who just looked at it and said, and I'll just say this, I won't say the brands that they said, but they just thought it was a lot higher, quote unquote, luxury, right, than a lot of people thought of Honda. So Honda, touche, because you've beefed up the looks of this vehicle, or kind of spiced them up, I should say, to make it a really enticing vehicle in that realm, Dad. So again, slightly larger, a little bit longer, so a little bit more leg room in there. And the one thing they've done, Dad, with the hybrid is they actually have made it so it's not sacrificing any of those any of those apportionments. But outside of that, Dad, everything that you'd come to expect with Honda, lots of standard safety features, some of the kind of mini self-driving technology with the hybrid system. I know you and I have talked about how well Toyota's done with their hybrid system, Dad, but honestly, in my opinion, Honda's no slouch, and they're right behind them in terms of what their hybrid system does, how it's like, how it operates, kind of the feel of it. It, of course, is going to operate under a CVT transmission,
right,
as most of these hybrids will. Not that it's a big deal. And honestly, nice thing about the hybrid, Dad, here in Colorado, as you've experienced, or even experienced on your electric vehicles, anytime you're coming down the hill, it's nice to have that regenerative braking, right? Because it just saves on the brakes. Lets you, it's a lot more comfortable and a lot easier to drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not having to do as much with your foot, which is a great feature. And like I said, this was the all-wheel drive sport touring, so kind of a top-of-the-line model. Drove it up to the mountains. It's got a Wi-Fi hotspot on it, and we were actually stuck on I-70 for about an hour because of something going on, as there always is. And we weren't able to get any cell service, Dad, or it was really delayed. We popped on that Wi-Fi, logged into it, and we had pretty fast internet.
Nice.
Enough to almost even stream some video.
Nice.
So just kind of a cool feature, something that I know a lot of cars are coming out with these days. But Honda, if you need to know, it worked really well in the mountains, you know, just outside of the Eisenhower Tunnel here in, you know, obviously the kind of the Colorado mountains here. But outside of that, Dad, really enjoyed it. 40 miles in the city, 34 on the highway for an average of 37, and we were right there. So definitely something to consider these days with the higher prices, and not that they're going down anytime soon. So if folks are interested, head to your local Honda dealer, test drive it, get yourself in it. And Honda's actually, Dad, been able to really keep up with some of their supply chain constraints.
Yes.
So folks, if you're actually looking for a new vehicle, check out a Honda. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.